WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Calls for police reform or defunding and disbanding departments have grown louder recently as part of protests against racist police practices, and these efforts to create change are playing out differently depending on the city. WBEZ's Michael Puente takes a look at what's happening in Gary, Indiana.
Supporters of Black Lives Matter and other groups marched several blocks on a hot afternoon last week from Gary City Hall to the police department to demand reforms. Some of the talk was tough.
These officers are thieves. They're liars. They're murderers.
It's time to apply pressure.
They say get back.
We say fight back.
Fight back.
Gary is unlike many of the cities where calls for reforming or defunding police have taken place. With 75,000 residents, Gary is 80% Black, one of the highest percentages of any city in America. And all aspects of city government and much of the police force are run by Black people. But that doesn't mean there aren't problems. Heather Fox believes her boyfriend, Rashad Cunningham, was targeted and killed by a Black Gary cop as he sat in his car last August.
We do have racist police here, but with Rashad's situation, he was profiled by another Black officer.
Unlike other high-profile police-involved shootings, there is no video of the incident since Gary cops don't wear body cameras. The case remains under investigation, but the incident serves as an example that problems between police and residents can persist even when race may not be an obvious factor.
They're out here harassing us every day. Rashad was not a criminal. He's never been in trouble.
I believe there are absolutely still problems that need to be addressed on a national level and including in Gary.
That's James Dillon Sr. He's a former Gary cop who is now a civil rights attorney in Northwest Indiana. Dillon says Gary's PD issues aren't over race, but policies that he witnessed firsthand.
It's not that any particular police officer that I personally know is targeting somebody who's Black, but when you have outdated policies like, you know, that were held over from the 90s war on drugs, that leads to over-policing.
And there's another issue in Gary.
Police officers police different in poverty.
The city has the lowest median income in Indiana and the highest poverty rate. When cops arrest poor people, even for minor offenses, Dillon says that can mean losing one's car or job or both. However, the Gary resident doesn't support calls to defund the city's force, but perhaps shifting resources could be the key.
It's cheaper to invest in the communities than to police them.
Another resident, Latricia Wilson, says she likes living in a city with a majority Black police force, but she too believes defunding isn't the answer.
Due to socioeconomic reasons, but there is more violent crime in my own community, so I just can't imagine removing police completely.
That said, Wilson supports efforts in Congress that will prohibit chokeholds by police and holding cops accountable when they do kill someone without justification.
An example should be made. They should serve some sort of prison sentence. They should be held to a higher standard. They, you know, have an oath to protect and serve.
Gary's Mayor Jerome Prince agrees with that, but wants to take a deliberate approach to reform and not make changes based on heated rhetoric.
Emotion sometimes drives the comments and the perspectives of folks. Whatever actions we take, they should certainly be based on data and in the present situation.
The mayor's strategy is to create a commission that will look at the Gary Police Department's use of force policy, make recommendations, and perhaps changes. Community leaders, including members of the Black Lives Matter movement, will have a say over reform.
We made it clear that we will absolutely not tolerate violence or inappropriate actions on behalf of our officers against the residents of the cities.
The officers who don't understand that, the mayor says, will be weeded out and their badges will be taken away. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.